His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Kent journalist and author Donald Connery has passed away at the age of 94. He passed away on Monday. His career as an author, foreign correspondent for several major news outlets, and broadcaster for Armed Forces Radio Service took him to six continents and 65 countries. In the 70s, when his daughter's classmate at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village, 18-year-old Peter Riley, was charged and convicted of murdering his mother, Barbara Gibbons, Connery became active in the case, firmly believing the teen was innocent and coerced into making a confession. He was among those in the community who worked to help get Riley exonerated. That incident was the subject of another of Connery's books, Guilty Until Proven Innocent. Region 1 families got another notification last night from the superintendent of Region 1 of positive cases of coronavirus in Region 1 in North Canaan. A middle school distance learning student tested positive. The student is isolated to family member that they wrote about in January. Because they're a distance learner, there's been no contact with any other staff or students. The entire family will remain at home in quarantine. Preferred CDC guidelines. In Salisbury, a family member of an elementary school student at Salisbury School Community tested positive for coronavirus. The affected person has never been in the school building and has had no contact with any staff or students other than the student who was in their care. However, since that student was a close contact to the family member and the school yesterday, they are closing Mrs. Mitchell's third grade cohort out of an abundance of caution. Students in that cohort will remain at home until Tuesday, January 19th, when they have more information about the outcome of the student's test. Siblings of the students in the cohort may continue to attend school in person. In Sharon, a Sharon Center School staff member and family have tested positive coronavirus. The staff member has not been in the building since December 22nd. The family will remain at home in isolation and quarantine per CDC protocol. There's been no close contact with any staff or students, so there's no need to close classrooms at this time. The Region 1 Board of Education voted to reopen the high school using the hybrid education model on Tuesday, January 19th, depending on a final decision from the CIAC. Which is expected coming up sometime this week. Some winter sports program may resume on the 19th, that according to Athletic Director Ann McNeil. The Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store teaches students about more than just marketing. Each year, the organization has the teens selling Christmas trees, wreaths, poinsettias, cheese, and more to the community. Proceeds are used for various opportunities for students, such as attending leadership conferences and the National Convention in Indianapolis. Additionally, some of the money raised goes to helping local causes, such as food banks. This year, a total of $1,500 was given to five entities: the Kent Food Bank, Cornwall Food Pantry, Corner Kitchen Pantry in Salisbury, Fishes and Low Foods Bank in Canaan, and the Jane Lloyd Fund. Four offices of the FFA chapter distributed the checks on January 6th, each amounting to $300. Great Barrington has chosen an internal candidate as its new police chief, a hometown guy who's been spending a quarter of a century with the force. The town announced that Paul Stiorti, a 26-year-old member of the Great Barrington Police Department, will succeed former chief William R. Walsh, Jr. He lives in Great Barrington and was born in Housatonic. Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to do for Broadway and New York art venues what he did for the Buffalo Bills, put fans back in the seats. After rapid pop-up COVID testing, in his second State of the State address, the Democrat announced New York's arts revival, a plan to bring back arts after 10 months in the dark. Quote, "One thing is clear," Cuomo said. "We must act. We cannot wait until summer to turn the lights back on and provide a living wage for artists." The arts, he said, accounts for almost 500,000 jobs and generates $100 billion in economic input, and they're part of what makes New York New York. What's the city without social, cultural, and creative synergies? Cuomo went on to say, New York City is not New York without Broadway. So meetings coming up in our area today. Sharon Planning and Zoning is scheduled at 5:30. In Salisbury at 5:30, the Salisbury Fire Commission. In Falls Village, the Zoom meeting for the Recreation Commission at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, there'll be a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. A public hearing held by the Town of Pine Plains Planning Board. That happens tonight at 7:30. Town of Northeast Planning Boards has a special public hearing. That is coming up also tonight at 7:40. The Town of Amenia requesting sealed proposals from qualified firms to perform engineering services for the Town of Amenia Route 44 sidewalk expansion to Beekman Park. Proposals must be received no later than 1 p.m. tomorrow. in Cornwall on the 14th at 10:30. The Cornwall Conservation has their meeting. Also on the 14th in Sharon, Sewer and Water has a meeting scheduled for 7 p.m. In Salisbury, the Board of Finance has their quarterly meeting set for tomorrow at 7 p.m. Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting in Kent at 7 p.m. tomorrow. The Kent Memorial Library and Kent Library Association hosting its annual meeting Saturday at 4 o'clock, virtually featuring two of its own staff members who are also artists currently displaying their photographs. More information at kentlibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and you'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 31,068.69, the NASDAQ at 13,072.43, and the S&P 500 at 3801.19. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.